Doodly up a papa, zoink, zoink. Doodly up a papa, zoink, zoink. One morning I was born on the planet Mars. I gassed up my cradle and I shot to the stars. And I landed on Earth with a solid bang. I'm the fang, I'm the fang, I'm the fang. Now it didn't take me long to get settled down, cause when I dug the cool chicks in every town, I said, this is it, cat, let's get earthbound. I'm the fang, I'm the fang, I'm the fang. I got a bebop cat man, a real stingeree, and a solid gold keychain down to the knees, and real nervous pegs with a crazy crease. I'm the fang, the fang, I'm the fang. Man, I'm feeling just like a newborn colt. I'm gonna hit these chicks with a Martian jolt, cause I'm a red hot daddy with 1,000 volts. I'm the fang, I'm the fang, I'm the fang. Now I meet this earth cat and he says, hi you all. Man, you're real nervous, you feel like a ball. I said, sure daddy. He said, let's find a hall. He didn't know I was a fang, the fang, the fang. So we dug a cool hall and tried it on for size, and all the cats were jumping to a rock and roll cry, and every Melaroonie chick just glued her eyes on the fang, on the fang, on the fang. My feet started flashing like the noonday sun, and my blue suede were hotter than a $2 gun, and the chicks all yelled, daddy, oh, you're the one, you're the fang, you must be the fang, you're the fang. Now when I left that hall about 12 midnight, I was an outer space papa that was feeling right, cause every chick in the house was mine on sight. Man, I'm the fang, I'm the fang, I'm the fang. I revved up my rod and I flashed into flight, and I sped through the stars back to Mars, my delight. And I know those earth chicks are dreaming tonight of the fang, of the fang, of the fang.
WMFO, Medford.
Twas the night before Christmas when all through the castle my monsters were having a yuletide hassle. The tree was all trimmed in ghoulish things like werewolf fangs and vampire wings.
It was a monster's holiday,
but they were up to no good.
It was a
didn't act like good monsters should.
It was a monster's holiday.
They found themselves a new prey.
It was a monster's holiday.
They planned to rob Santa's sleigh. They were making a list and checking it twice. Frankenstein wanted a shiny new trike, a new chain for Janusz, a brace for Igor's back, a speed shaver for Wolfman, a new cape for Drac. They were up to no good. Didn't act like good monsters should. They'd found themselves a new prey. They planned to rob Santa's sleigh. The mummy was to signal from the castle roof at the very first sound of a reindeer hoof. As Santa slid down the chimney wall, the zombies were to make off with sleigh and all. From beyond the moat there arose such a clatter, I jumped to the window to see what was the matter. Like a bolt of lightning, it happened so quick, and there in our midst stood old Saint Nick. He began to dig down deep in his sack, and came up with the traction for Igor's back. Drac caught his cape, Frankie's trike made him behave, even Wolfman was happy, now he can shave. And all ended well. And Santa was really swell. No need to rob Santa's sack. Maybe next year he'll come back. So the children everywhere were spared the grief of losing their presents to a monster sleigh thief. Now the monsters love Santa and say they'll behave and never again rob sleighs or graves. Igor, what do you think of Santa now? Fantagool! What was that he said as he drove out of sight?
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all. and sleigh well, dashing through the snow. Where is that reindeer with the red nose? On Donner, on Blitzen, on Dancer and Vixen.
From an uncharted island in the Pacific, a giant ape was captured and transported by freighter to New York City. His moment of fame was challenged by a prehistoric sea monster that surfaced off the coast of Japan. Eventually, they met in deadly combat, a titanic death struggle of the giants. The world trembled to the thunder of the raging conflict until the victor pounded his horse of chest and bellowed his roar of victory. King Kong.
Keep going here, folks. This is Arthur. It's 10:04. Got a few more I can play. Maybe just this one more. This is 99.5 FM, WMFO, WMFO.org.
They shot him down. They shot him down. They thought he was a monster, but he was the king. They came to his island, and they brought her with them. They wanted to get his picture, but they were surprised by his enormous size. And when he saw the woman, he took her without question. Because after all, he was the king. And he loved the woman. He loved the way she looked. But she wouldn't stop her screaming. But he loved the woman, and he fought a Tyrannosaurus Rex. It was a bloody battle, but he fought it for his woman. And he climbed up a mountain, and he looked around some kind of forest with all those dinosaurs. And he stripped his woman, he stripped her bare, but there was a pterodactyl there. And then a hero came and took his woman, and they fell off the mountain into some water. And then later, he came looking for his woman, but they were waiting, and they threw a bomb, and they tied him, and they took him across the ocean, and they chained him, and put him in the show. But when he saw his woman, he broke loose, and everyone fled in terror. And he was looking for her, and he overturned the train. He was looking in the streets, And then he found her in her apartment. And he climbed up the Empire State Building. It was like a phallic symbol. And he took his woman to the top of that towering temple. And he climbed up and he looked around. Some kind of city with all those skyscrapers and all the cars. Just him and his screaming woman, they were finally alone. He loved his woman, you could see it in his eyes, his great big eyes. He loved his woman from the moment he saw her. He was all choked up inside. But when the airplanes came, he was soon to die. But he hung on long enough to set his woman down and make sure she was safe. And as the bullets pierced, he looked at her so sincere before he fell, because he loved his woman. They shot him down. They shot him down. They thought he was a monster, but he was a king. Who killed the monkey? Who killed the monkey? 'Twas beauty that killed the beast. And Willis O'Brien died a tragic death. There wasn't much that he had left. And Ray Harryhausen said that when Willis died, that's when the king was really dead. They shot him down. They shot him down. They thought he was a monster, but he was a king. But he was a king. But he was a king. But he was a king.
That was Daniel Johnston doing King Kong off of his Yip Jump music album. That was preceded by Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers again with their Monster Holiday. And that was preceded by Nervous Norvus, The Fang. But again, I started that set off with Chuck Berry's Downbound Train in memorandum for him and his death. This year, I'm not a complete Scrooge, just playing spooky Halloween music here over the Christmas holiday season. So I'm going to leave off with one of my favorite Christmas songs. Well, not really Christmas song. I just like my treatment by Fats Domino. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Frosty the snowman was a jolly happy soul, with a corncob pipe in button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the snowman was a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been
All of them coming anonymously, so they leave no trail. Never thought I'd have an IRA from overseas, but some of this enemy stationery filled with chimpanzees. Some chimps in swimsuits, some chimps are swinging from a vine, some chimps in jack boots, some chimps that wish they could be my Sarsky and Hutch chimps. A chimp who's sitting on the can, a pair of Dutch chimps who send their love from Amsterdam.
Another bus ride.
He's sending me, maybe she's sending me just to see me get irate. I'm losing sleep and it's gonna be keeping me up all night. I thought it was funny, but now I got money on a monkey fight. Some chimps in hard hats, chimps are working on a chain gang. Some chimps who love cats, burning rubber in a Mustang. A birthday wishing chimp, a chimp in black like a goth, a going fishing chimp, a British chimp in the bar.
Another postcard.
No matter what, they come, they won't leave me alone. Another monkey in the mail can make me lose my mind. But look at me shuffling through the stack until I finally find some chimps in swimsuits, some chimps in jack boots, some chimps in hard hats, some chimps who love cats. I got some shaved chimps, that's chimps devoid of any hair. I got depraved chimps dressed up in the women's underwear.
Another postcard with chimps and addressed to me.
Sofa speaking. I've been waiting for you all day.
Wait, hold on. I am being sweet talked by the couch?
That's right. Just sit down here on your comfy couch and don't move a muscle.
Mm.
Let's just sit and watch TV.
Oh, I really shouldn't.
Come in, let me give you some sugar. You still love chocolate, don't you?
Back off, couch man.
Dorothy?
I'm tired of what you're doing to my friend. Ayana, don't let him sweet talk you.
But baby...
That's enough from you. Let's go window shopping, girl. Like maybe for a new couch.
When temptation is calling, call on your sisters to provide you with the motivation and love you need. Eat right, get active, and reduce your risk of cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. Go for success with the power of sisterhood. For more information, go to everydaychoices.org. Brought to you by the American Cancer Society, the American Diabetes Association, the American Heart Association, the Ad Council, and this station.
Let's get lost. Let's get lost. Let's get lost. Let's get lost. Well, I wear it like a charm to add to on my armor. Your name.
My face.
Something, maybe something that I'd say, and I could go on for hours and hours, going through the details in my head, and I was looking around to find you. Clear, you're not the same. And what about talking for hours and hours? Guess it didn't accomplish the same. And I don't claim to know it all. Imagination runs wild. And I know I don't wanna be alone forever. But needed
Stagnant, but well and able. I want
someone to come and take my hand. It doesn't make sense, but not everything will. So I'll accept it as a lesson and move on.
Long. Cheesecake for dinner, steak for dessert. I'm finally awake, no more faking it, honey. Even if it means I'll get hurt. I met myself the other day when I was hanging out with you. Dancing in the rain with my hair freshly done. We both knew it made no sense to be carrying on this way, but it felt so good to let the water wash our masks away.
tonight.